Now, for the official National Weather Service forecast for southern Johnson County. Rest of today, partly cloudy. Near steady temperature in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming west after midnight. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, becoming north in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest after midnight. And now the extended forecast. Monday and Monday night, clear. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, clear. Highs in the lower 80s. Lows in the upper 40s. Wednesday and Wednesday night, mostly clear. Highs around 80. Lows in the mid-40s. Thursday through Friday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 70s. Lows in the mid-40s. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, serving southern Johnson County, and originating from the National Weather Service office in River 10. Current weather conditions at 2 p.m. At Casey, the temperature was 61 degrees, and the relative humidity 48%. The wind was calm. At Casper, it was cloudy. The temperature was 62 degrees, and the relative humidity 32%. The wind was northwest at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 29. The pressure was 30.04 inches and falling. At Buffalo, it was fair. The wind was north at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 26. The pressure was 30.01 inches and steady. Around central and eastern Wyoming. At Gillette, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 59. It was fair, with a temperature of 63 at Sheridan, 69 at Torrington, 66 at Cheyenne, 60 at Laramie, and 60 at Rawlins. For western Wyoming, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 60 at Worland, and 52 at Dubois. It was fair, with a temperature of 54 at Jackson, 60 at Cody, 64 at River 10, and 64 at Lander. Under fair skies, Afton reported 55, Rock Springs reported 57, and Evanston reported 57. Across the region, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 57 at Billings, and 58 at Rapid City. It was fair, with a temperature of 76 at Denver, and 68 at Salt Lake City. Once again, at Casey, it was 61 degrees. The wind was calm. Once again, at Casper, it was 62 degrees under cloudy skies. At Buffalo, it was fair. The wind was north at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 26. The pressure was 30.01 inches, and steady. Highway temperature and wind reports across Interstate 25 at 2 p.m., going south from Casper. At Casper, the wind was northwest at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 29. The temperature was 62 degrees. At Deer Creek or exit 165 near Glenrock, the wind was north at 21 miles an hour, gusting to 31. At Douglas, the wind was west at 31 miles an hour, gusting to 49. At Bordeaux or exit 70 south of Wheatland, the wind was west at 26 miles an hour, gusting to 35. At Whittaker, which is near exit 29 north of Cheyenne, the wind was northwest at 33 miles an hour, gusting to 41. At Cheyenne, the wind was west at 23 miles an hour, gusting to 35, the temperature was 66 degrees. Highway temperature and wind reports on Interstates 25 and 90, at 2 p.m., going north from Casper. At Casper, the wind was northwest at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 29, the temperature was 62 degrees. At 20 Mile Hill or 20 miles north of Casper, the wind was west at 20 miles an hour, gusting to 28. At Buffalo, it was mostly sunny. The wind was north at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 26. The pressure was 30.01 inches, and steady. At Sheridan, the wind was north at 24 miles an hour, gusting to 30, the temperature was 63 degrees. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for western and central Wyoming. Day 1, this afternoon and tonight. Low temperatures between 28 and 32 degrees are forecast for the far west valleys and basins. Days 2 through 7. Sunday through Friday. Tuesday and Wednesday, elevated fire weather conditions possible over central and southern portions due to warm, dry, and breezy conditions. Spotter information statement. Weather spotters are encouraged to report significant weather conditions according to standard operating procedures. You're listening to NOAA All Hazards Radio Station WNG662, the official voice of the National Weather Service, with a transmitter located near KC, Wyoming, on the frequency of 162.500 MHz, originating from the National Weather Service office in River 10. You may also obtain National Weather Service warnings and forecasts on the internet at weather.gov.